Spoke about Yediyas Hashem before, and now we take it next step after Yediyas Hashem. By Yisayid HaChalasar, what's the 11th Yisayid? Shiyisar HaMisharim Gmul Toiv L'Mishim Mekayim Mitzvah Satayra. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar for those who are Mekayim at the Mitzvah Satayra. Umanish, and he punishes Mishayivra HaZarisah, people who are over on the Hazaris in the Torah. That's what we call Schar Vaynish, right? So the 11th Yesod that the Rambam has is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Schar Vaynish. He rewards us if we do the right thing, and he punishes us if we do the wrong thing. He says something very interesting here, and maybe you could think about it. I don't want to really spend time discussing it now, but it's an interesting point. The Shigmurai HaGadol Hu Olam Haba, the greatest reward is Olam Haba. And the greatest einish is kares. We already spoke about that. It's interesting. The Rambam includes in the side of what we need to believe is not only to believe in schar v'einish, but also to believe the greatest schar is olam haba, and the worst punishment is kares. Now, I think that most of us can understand that it's important for our yadas, for our religion in general, to believe that, you know, there's a din v'cheshbin and the schar v'einish, and it's not a free-for-all. But to believe that the worst punishment is kares, and to believe the greatest punishment is olam haba, well, it's true, but why is that so integral? Why is that so important? You know, not every belief which is true is part of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. The Yud Gimel Ikrim are those very, very basic beliefs that if you don't believe them, you're not fully a part of Am Yisrael. So if a person believes in Schar Vayinish, yeah, believes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a din v'cheshbin, but he thinks that the worst punishment you have is to be in Gehenna for 1,000 years or something. He doesn't believe the worst punishment is kares. And he believes, you know, the best reward you have is something else. Doesn't believe it's Olam Haba. Why is that such a terrible belief? Why is that belief going to be kfira? Why is it so important that he understands what the greatest punishment is and understands what the greatest reward is? I think that's something that, you know, requires thought. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, whoever sinned to me, he's the one I'm going to punish. Fine, so it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware and he keeps track and he gives a reward to those who do the mitzvahs and a punishment to those who are over on the mitzvahs, and the greatest reward is Olam Haba and the greatest punishment is Karis. And just for the record, there's a big machlokes rishayim exactly what Karis is. A few different opinions in the rishayim, but the Rambam says many times that he believes that kares is kind of literally like kares, you get cut off. In other words, there's a very big chilek between animals and people. Is that animals, they have olam hazeh, once they die, they're finished. There's nothing left. You know, there's no like neshama that survives after miso. Whatever is part of an animal is totally on his guf, and once the guf is gone, nothing else exists. Says people, they have a neshama, and even after the guf is gone, the neshama still remains, and that's why you could have chayei olam haba. Says kares is that a person is like an animal. In other words, that once he dies, the neshama is gone, is done. So the worst punishment possible in the Rambam's viewpoint is not that a person is nidoin in Gehenim for millions of years. You know, that's a bad punishment, but that's not the worst possible. The worst possible is that once he's nifter, he's done. There's nothing more. He's like an animal. He's finished. There's nothing more that exists. And, you know, the way the Rambam understands it is a person, if his neshama needs to be developed to some sense to be able to have a kiyum after misa, if his neshama is not developed in some sense, it just remains as part of his guf, and it dies with his guf just like an animal. But anyway, so the Rambam understands that
can't get a kapara. I mean, that's if you don't do tshuva.
If you have the tshuva before you die, yeah, you can do tshuva before you die. But if you don't do tshuva before you die, so then he dies, you know, he has kares, and there's nothing left. It's finished. For kares? I don't know that the Rambam says that. Does he say that? No. I don't think the Rambam says that.
Like, indeed, and don't we consider
Misim Vidal, Misim Vidal, Yvazim, and whatever? So I don't know exactly. When you have, I don't know. I the Rambam says the most chamor we believe is karis. He says. Fine. The Maisa, the question is asked by a lot of Rishonim. As you know, fine. The Rambam says the greatest reward is Olam Haba. I think we all believe that. So why in the Torah you look, there's a very big focus on reward and punishment in Olam Hazeh, right? You go through Parshas Bichukaisai, there's all sorts of rewards in Olam Hazeh. If you do good, you'll have Gishamim, and you'll have Shalom, and you'll have all sorts of good things, all sorts of bad things if you do bad. Not much of a reference to Olam Haba. It seems the very the focus of the Schar Vayinish is Olam Hazeh, and a lot of Rishonim are bothered by this. It doesn't seem to fit in with what we believe, what we see in Chazal, and their Barbanel, the Barbanel just makes a summary of what he says are the seven basic shitas that he found in the Rishonim about this. So I will not go through inside, but just outside, I'll go through the seven basic answers that the Barbanel was malakit. And the first is based on the Rambam. The first, he says, is that the point of the Torah, let's say in Parshas Bichukaisai and other places when the Torah tells us about the rewards and punishments if we do well, is not really to tell us about the Schar Vayinish. Says Fager, really the Torah does not want to put a big focus on Schar Vayinish. Schar Vayinish, it's not a very high level of Avaida, someone who's Ovid because of Schar Vayinish. A person is ideally, you know, it's obviously a high madrega, but ideally supposed to be Ovid Mitechava, he's supposed to be Ovid Lashma, he's not supposed to be Ovid in order to be Mekabel Pras, or in order to avoid a punishment. Yeah, we need to have the reward and punishment, and we need to have that focus so we can get into the habit of acting properly. But eventually we're supposed to try to reach a level of being Ovid Mitechava. So Torah does not want to put a focus on the reward and punishment. All these things that we have in Bechukaisai, other places where it tells us about the good that's going to be if we do mitzvahs, and the bad that's going to be when we do Averis, is not as Schar Vayinish. It's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you that if you do mitzvahs, I am going to make it easier for you to keep doing mitzvahs. And if you do Averis, I'm going to make it harder for you to do mitzvahs and easier for you to go in the path that you've gone. In other words, right, a person who has a lot of tzaras and is dealing with a lot of basic tzaras is not going to be able to have the time or the mindset or whatever to really focus as much on his inyani ruchni, right? A person who doesn't have any parnasa, he has to work 18 hours a day for parnasa, you know, there's a limit to how much time and focus he can spend on mitzvahs and things that are more ruchni. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, if you make it a priority to do mitzvahs, then I'll arrange it in such a way that you'll have more time and ability to do it. If your priority is not to do mitzvahs, then you're not going to have the time and ability to do it. But it's not meant as a reward or punishment. That is not purposefully not the focus of the Torah, so that we don't think and feel that this is really how we're supposed to do Avodah. Fine. That's the first answer. It's based on the Rambam in, I think this is in the Rambam in Parchelik in the beginning. So the second answer is an answer that says that, what's that him? Yeah, it says that the Torah is written for everybody. This is the Ibn Ezra writes, the Torah is written for everybody. The Torah is not only supposed to be exclusively for the big Talmid HaChachamim and for the big philosophers, right? The Torah is for every Jewish person. Should be able to read Torah, understand Torah, to gain from Torah. It says it's very hard for a lot of people to relate to inyanim that are totally ruchni, that are not gashmi at all, that we speak about Olam Haba. So, you know, for a lot of people, Olam Haba is a concept that's very hard to relate to. You know, if the Torah was given just for, you know, these few people who are Kaddish Vitar and can relate to such things, then it would be have a much bigger focus on Olam Haba. But it's given for everybody. Most people, it's very hard to relate to, so therefore Kaddish Baruch Hu wanted the focus in the Torah when we speak about the Schar Vayinish to be on the Nyanim Gashmin, which is everyone can relate to those things. That's something that's a Davar Shavu called Nefesh. Okay, that's the second answer that he brings down. The third answer he brings down is that, interesting, he says that the Schar Vayinish in Olam Haba is really a natural process that the Kadosh Baruch Hu set up in the world. In other words, it's natural that if a person does good, his neshama improves or whatever it is, the neshama gets to be at a better level and will be in a good situation in Olam Haba. That's something which is natural and that does not need for the Torah to speak about. But the Olam Hazeh, the rewards, this that you do good and it's going to rain. You do bad, it's not going to rain. It says there's no teva that's mechayiv that. There's no teva that's mechayiv if you do good, it's going to rain. What does doing good have to do with rain? Yeah, doing good improves your nefesh. And if your nefesh is on a higher level, you'll appreciate the olam that's around after you're separate from your guf. But this that doing mitzvah should affect the olam hagashmi is something which is total nes. It's something which is chutz miderech hateva. It's something that we would never be able to figure out on our own, and that's why the Torah needs to focus on that. Okay, the fourth answer is that that the purpose of, I just want to make sure I'm not confusing the order here. Right, so the purpose of the Schar V'Einish that's given in the Torah is as a way of proving the Hashkacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has on this world. That there were people who didn't believe in the Hashkacha, people who didn't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashkiach on the world. He says, HaKadmainim kol zera odom ubnei nayach zuras yechidi segula k'shem ve'ever v'avram kub oivdom k'chav v'makrishim Hashkachas Hashem v'pratim bnei odom. Says that the general populace did not believe in Hashkachas Hashem. So in order to prove Hashkacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, you do good, the rain's going to come. You do good, you're going to have shalom. You do bad, there's going to be no rain. You're going to have no parnasa, you're going to have no peace. And when people see that it plays out like that, they see that when Klal Yisrael does well, so things work out well. And when Klal Yisrael doesn't do well, things don't work out well, that will be a proof to the Hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the point in this Chara V'Einish is not to tell us the reward and punishment, rather it's just to prove the Hashkacha. Now, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you do well, you'll have Olam Haba, and you don't do well, you'll have Kares, you can't really prove that, right? No one sees that till after Misa. So, b'meila, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to prove that he's Mashgiach, there has to be something in this world that people could actually see the result.
You might have the concept that the whole time of the Karen's world, and the
what's the concept of tzaddik v'ra'alai? In other words, what do you mean? So I don't know. I think that what we're speaking about, though, is about that when the Torah gives us these haftachas, the Torah is speaking about what's going to be to the Am in general. Now, for whatever cheshbonos HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in giving people certain tzaros or giving people certain aisha, whatever it is, I don't know. We don't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbonos. But the haftachas that are for Am Yisrael in general, that's really where we see this lengthy, these parshios in the Torah that discuss the Schar V'Einish is speaking about Klal Yisrael in general. That's supposed to prove the Hashkacha. It's also a very similar thing, but maybe the opposite in a sense is that people used to believe. Also, it says people used to believe that if you worshipped the Avodah Zarah, then you would get Hatzlacha in your farming and in everything in your life. And you didn't worship the Avodah Zarah, then things wouldn't work out well. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Shofar Keir, that no, if you don't worship the Avodah Zarah, then things do work out well. If you do worship the Avodah Zarah, things don't work out well. So in order to, it was also a means of disproving Avodah Zarah and showing that, this that you think is good for your parnasa because you think that the Avodah Zarah is going to help you is really bad for your parnasa. And this that you think is bad for your parnasa is really good for your parnasa. Okay. The sixth answer he has is that, an interesting answer, he has that the purpose of the the rewards in this world that are spoken about in the Chumash says not really, the point is not really to focus on the rewards in this world. Is that we're going to understand that if we do Maisim Tovim and we do things that strengthen our nefesh, so then we have physical success in this world, we're going to understand that it's not because there's a reason, not because that doing mitzvahs causes physical success. We're going to understand doing mitzvahs causes our neshama to be more chashiv. Neshama being more chashiv, one of the benefits is that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts differently with you when your neshama is more chashiv. So if he acts differently with you, so that's why you have success in this world. But it's pasha that if your neshama is more chashiv, it's pasha that you'll be better off in the Olam Haba. That doesn't even need to be stated. This is just as a way of seeing how much more chashiv your neshama is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us how he acts differently with us in this world. But the ikar is obviously if our neshama is more chashiv, it's going to be on a higher level in the Olam Haba. And the last answer, which he thinks is the true answer, Rabbanel says he thinks is the true answer, that very simple answer. The Torah speaks about reward and punishment. The Torah focuses on the klal. The klal has reward and punishment in physical senses. In other words, if the whole city, a certain ear, does good, so we're not going to say the whole ear is going to Gan Eden. Because what do we mean that a certain ear does good? It doesn't mean everyone's doing mitzvahs, but we mean, let's say, rav of the people are doing mitzvahs. So when we speak about the reward in Olam Haba, so those people who did mitzvahs will get rewarded, and those people who don't do mitzvahs won't get rewarded. Well, when we speak about Elam Hazam, we speak about that there'll be Geshamim Be'itam, there'll be rain, and there'll be Shalom. Those things don't affect the individual. Those things affect the call. Therefore, if you live in a city where Rav of the people are good, even if you're personally not such a good guy, you'll still benefit from the bracha that comes as a result of doing good. So the Torah is focusing on the rewards and punishment to the call. The rewards and punishments of the klal, those are only the physical rewards and punishments. Those are not the rewards and punishments of Olam Haba. Those are the rewards and punishments that are to the Yachid, and that's not what the Torah is focusing on. Fine, so there's a lot of answers given in the Rishonim as to why there's not a major focus in the Torah Shebiksav on Olam Haba. But I'm not bringing seven. There's another one that some Rishonim bring down, is that that was pasha to everyone. There was a Mesera. There was a Mesera already from, I don't know from who, maybe from Avraham Avinu, that there was Schar Vadish Ne'el Mabal, so it wasn't necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to write in the Torah. This was like a chiddush to them, that even the worldly things will get affected. But the Balamai says, the Yisrael is that we do believe that yesterday's Yisrael was we believe in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on, but not only do we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on, we believe that there's schar for the Maisim Tovim and there's einish for the Maisim Raim, and the greatest schar is Chai Olam Haba, and the greatest einish is going to be Karis. Alright, very good. So Rabbi Wiener's going to be sure to, I don't know what time, maybe Al, you know what time? Nope, okay. 12:05.